If you rent a parah from your friend, and then v'yishilu liyachar, then the shayma sachar lends it to somebody else. Umeisa kadak, and it dies by the second shayma normally. So it says now Mishnah, according to the Tanakama, yishavar ha-soicha shemeisa kadaka. The first shayma swears to the owner that it died normally, and the first shayma is potter. And now v'yashayil mishalim l'soicha. And now the second shayma has to pay back to the first shayma. Now the yimisa, like it's called the kashan of Yechanan. If you hold the way of Yechanan says, that a shayma shemash l'shayma is chayiv, the Yemi says, so, lema, why don't you say lema le, ain't ritzeni shevidoni biyad achar? Why don't you say b'yechid and svara, ain't ritzeni shevidoni biyad achar? And Rashi says, really what they said over was that b'yechid and talacha, b'yechid was his Rebbe. So he's asking the kasha now, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, why does our Mishnah say, the first shemer is potter? Why? There's a case of shemer shlomosu l'shemer, that Rabbi Yechanan says, the first shemer is chayiv. Because the owner has the right to say, I gave you no permission to give it away. And with Sadish Abadan of Yadakar. Skumarin says, Omalay answered back, no. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? Usually you're right, usually you would be chayiv. But Hocha, the Mayaskinon, Peshenos Noloi, Rish Habaylam Rishus. We're talking about here that the owner gave permission to this first Shaymon to give it away to somebody else. Lahashil, to lend it to somebody else. So that's the question. If so, that's the case, the Yachi, if so, Labaylam Boy Lishlumay. If that was the case that the original owner gave permission to the first shema to give it away to the second one, then it's considered like the first owner is giving it to the second shema. So then when it died by the second shema, the owner should receive the money. For the marihachi is so, lebailim boy lishlumei. You should have to pay it back to the bailim. Because it's considered like the bailim gave it away to this shema shoyel. Rashi says, shel shema shiulei. It's like the owner gave it to him. If the owner gave permission to the first shema to give it away, it's like the owner gave it away. The Gemara says, no, the case is the Yomalei Lebaitcha. The first owner said to the Shema Sacha, you can do what you want. In other words, I'm not telling you to give it away to somebody else. Do what you want. If you want to lend it to somebody, you have a right to. If you don't want to, don't. So therefore, it's not considered the owner is lending it, but rather considered like the Shema is lending it. But I call upon him, it's not a kasha of Yechanan. Because when do we say in Ritzaini if the owner doesn't give you such permission? But whenever the owner says, do what you want, then the Yechanan would admit, when the Shema gives it away to the second one, the first Shema is potter. Mosiv Rami Bacham. Rami Bacham asks a question like this. We have a local later. Hamafkid Moisei Sechaveroi. If somebody gives his own money to his friend to watch for him, and now the friend, the Shema, takes it. Tzararon v'shilun yachurub. He wraps it up and throws it on his back. Or else, Mosron Lepinoi Yubite Ektanim. The Shema now gives it over to his own son or to his daughter, the Ektanim, young ones. And Vinoyo Vifneim, Shalai Kiro, and the owner, the Shema now, locks up the door. But not a good locking, in other words, they can go out. Chayiv. Now let's say his own kid goes out and takes it and gets room. So the Shema is Chayiv. Why? Shalai Shoma Kederach HaShemim. Because the first Shema did not watch it the right way. Like he gave it over to your kids to watch, and you left the door open, so Pshita, they're going to go and take it, they'll get lost. So that's why the first Shema is Chayiv. But it says here, Taima, what's the reason why it's chayiv? Taima, diktanim. Because the kids, well, they were kids. They don't watch it. Hog yudelim. Mashma, he gave it over to his older children that are good shemim. Then potter. The question, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why am I? Why? Namely, why don't we say to them, ain't we say the shem with them of Yad Acher? Why doesn't the owner say to the first shemim, to the owner, I gave you no permission to give it over to your kids? So therefore, you should be chayiv. My Rabbi said, no, here even Rabbi Yechanan would agree. Because the svar is, that's called hamafkid. When I give you something to watch, I for sure mean to give you permission that your wife or your kids could touch it, could watch it also. When does Rabbi Yechanan say, that means the Shayna has the right to give it over to a second party. But to his own family, that's the swear. The way Tosafot said it is very good. That Ein Ritzoni is a swear, the owner never gave you permission. But here it's a swear, the owner gave permission to the Shayna that his own family should be able to watch it. Therefore, if he gave it over to his young kids, that's not called a shmir at all, that's called a pshia, then you chayiv. But if you would have given it over to your gedolim, to your older kids, and the chayim, then you'd be potter. Ami Nadoi Nadoi says like this, they can only bring you proof also, that the high gedolim, the piturim, so Rashi says it means only by your own children, not by other gedolim. I'll bring you proof. The Tony, it says, I shemosron lebenoyu viti aktanim chayiv, says if the shema gave it over to his young kids, then he's chayiv. It's mashma holabnoyu bitya gdolim potter. But if he gave it over to his older children, then it'd be potter. But only because it's his kids, it's his children, then he's potter. Mechlal is a proof, though, to liyacherim. If this shein will give it over to somebody else, then I tell you, loyshino gedolim, loyshino katanim chayif. It doesn't make a difference whether they're older kids, whether they're younger kids. It's always chayif. Because the im came, because if not like this, litnik tanim stoma. Let it just say, if the shein gave it over to young kids, that's why it's chayif. Any young kids. Then it would have been mashma when he gives it over to older kids, then it'd be potter. But it doesn't say that. It only says his own kids. So Shmamin here, it's a good proof that the only reason when you be potter by older kids, if they're your kids, and that's the svara that the owner is happy, gives permission for the shayma to let his kids watch it. But if you give it away to somebody else, and a chanami, then according to Rabbi Yechon, it would be chayim. And Amar Rav says, Hilchas of what talocha like Rabbi Yechon, that shayma shemosel shayma chayim. If one shayma gives it over to a second shayma, the first shayma is chayim, no matter what happens to it. At least what Taisa says, at least if you could say that it died or something, even if it happened, but it happened because it was by the second shomer. Now, loy mi boy, not only shomer sachas shemusla shemichinam, digeru yigarlish rossi, made a little bit less of the shomer out of it, but rather, filu, even in the case that shemichinam shemusla shomer sachas shemichinam gave it over to a better shomer, to a shomer sachas chayiv, still the first shomer is chayiv. My time, what's the reason? This is Rava's reason. What does Rava say? The Omalei. Because the owner has a right to say, At mehentali v'shavua, you, the first Shemer, I believe. Like, whenever the owner gives it over to a Shemer, even let's say it was a Shemer Chinim, and let's say it was Nignavu or Nevdu, that the first Shemer is Potter, but he's only Potter if he swears to the owner. He has to swear to the owner that it died, not because of his negligence, but it died by itself, or else it was stolen by itself, not because of me. But you have to swear. So the owner has the right to say, who do I believe? I only believe you. I trusted you. I gave you to watch it. I trust your shvua. But hey, the second person that you gave it to, the second shema, len hem libi shvua. I do not trust his shvua. Therefore, his swearing means nothing to me. That's the reason why the first shema is chayim. So, l'chura, Rav's reason is a different reason than Abaye before. Abaye before said the svar is that the owner has a right to say, Ein ritzoinish yet b'gdoin b'yad achar. I gave you no permission to give it over to a second shomer. Rava says, no, that's not the svar. Stam as though you could give it over to a second one. But the first one has the right to say, I do not trust the second shomer. I do not trust his shvua. So therefore, since the first shomer cannot swear, it's only because of the second shomer, so there's no shvua here. Therefore, the shomer has to pay back to the first owner. Therefore, Tzai says, not Kamina. Tzai says, the second Tzai says, Pulakach, according to this Svara, Hechash HaShemah Rishon Yochel Yishov Aloinus, if the first Shemah knows what happened, and he could swear to the owner that by the second Shemah died Bioinus, or Yishoy Eidim Bedovah, let's say the Eidim there, that attacked was Nigdavah Bioinus, Potter. According to this time of Rav, then the first Shemah would be Potter. And even if he gave it over to the Chere Shemah to Kotan and the Mesa Meshusam, if there be Eidim, though, you'd be Potter. And so he says that this is not like Abaye, as Rava says this time, and it's not like Abaye, the Yom Mishum Den Ritzoini, because according to Abaye's reasoning, even if there'll be Eidim, or even if the first Shema could swear, still the first Shema would be Chayiv, because you have no right to give it over. And therefore, I says, since it's the Machlokas Abaye's Rava, the Chayin Aloch Rava, we talk a Paschim like Rava, and the way to wrap the Pasuk Abaye, we Paschim like Rava, that this is the reason why Yechonin says Yipotter, only because the owner could say, I do not trust the second shomer when he swears. So the nafkamina is, let's say they raised him, that it was nignavu from him, or let's say the first shomer knows about it, and he could swear, then the first shomer would be potter. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, itma, we learn like this, posha bo, let's say the shomer was a pesheya. And Rashi says he did not lock the door well, he went away and left the door where the animal was open. He left the door open. The yotzel yagim, and now the animal, you're a shomer on it, and the animal walked out to the swamp, umeisa kadak, and it died normally there. Let's say you're only a shema chinam or a shema sachar even. A shema sachar is potter if it's meisa kadak, like an anonis. So what's the halacha now? At the beginning you were pesheya that you did not lock the door. But at the end, when the animal walked out, it died b'yainis. This is called chlulchura chilasa b'pshia, the sefer b'yainis. What's the halacha? So abaye mishmei derabu amachayiv. The shema is a chayiv, since you are pesheya, it's your negligence. Why it worked out, you're chayiv. Rava mishmei de rabo am a potter, no you're potter. So it's like this. Abaye mishmei de rabo am a chayiv, and he says so strong that kodaina veloidoyin ki adina, any bezdin that does not pasken like this, Lav dainu, you're not a good din, you're not a good dain, you're not a dain. It's so simple like this. And therefore, Abaye says that loy mi boy, not only lemandiyom at chilasim of shiva seicha b'yonis chayiv, not only according to lemandiyom, it says in all cases you're chayiv, like we'll see this gemara later on of Mendez. So Rashi says there the case is kabihudi oisiv zuzit epikodem b'tzrifi. If I gave you money to watch, and you the shame that took and you put it into a tzrifi d'yuvani, you put it into a little hut made out of straw. Tevim shiusa l'gabi nura. There you're a pasheya who would have been burnt up. You're a pasheya because they shouldn't have put it in a straw house. But in Jerusalem in Ganvi, but they gave it to a ganav, though it's called watched. Now the ignif, a ganav came and stole it. So in such a case, if you're a shame mechinam, the question is, are you chayiv a potter? It's called chilasim of shia. Then maybe you would have been burnt up, then you would have been a pasheya. But seifa b'yainis. So it's a machlokes over there. So Baya says, not only according to Maliyam, it says over there, Yechayiv dechayiv, over here that Yechayiv, Ere, but rather, Afilu l'mandiyam apotah. Even according to Maliyam, it says over there, by a regular case of chilasim of shia, the seifa b'yainis, that Yepotah, but hocha chayiv. In our case over here, it's much better. Here everybody holds Yechayiv. The shema that did not watch it well is chayiv. Why my time? What's the reason? The Armenian, because the owner could say, listen, have Lord the Agma Kotla, that here, the reason why the animal died was because the air around the swamps wasn't good. It wasn't good air. So that air killed it. In other words, even at the end, it's not called the complete Oinus. It's called that Oinus only came 100% because of your first Shia. Like if you would have locked the door well, the animal would have never went out, and then the animal would have never died. Now that you did not lock the door and the animal walked out, it died in the swamps, that's called Yorkshire. And Rashi says, over there you only for by fire, but not for stealing it. Here we could say the animal died because of Yorkshire. Because if it would have been in the house, it wouldn't have died. But the going out to the Yagam, the fact you did not lock the door, your negligence, that caused it to die. Why? Because the hevel, the dead air that's there in the Yagam, that's what killed it. That's what Abaye says. Therefore, according to everybody, the pshia at the end, the oinus at the end came more because of your pshia, therefore you chayim. Now, Rav Mishmei the Rabbam the opposite potter. That in this case, the shemer is potter. Again, where the shemer did not lock the door well, he did not watch it, and the animal went out and died by itself in the fields. And Rav says that kol dain any dain, to loy doin ki yadin, it doesn't pass him like this, lav dain, he's not called a dain. And loy mi broy, not only, l'man diyomet chilosim of shiva seif of b'yayinis potter. Not only according to man diyomet, later it says, in the normal case, again, we took the money, and you hid it in a hut made out of straw, that you potter, el afilu l'man diyomet. Chayiv, even the man diyomet over there says, that chilosim of shiva, the seif of b'yayinis is chayiv over there, that's only over there. But hocha potter, here in our case, where the animal walked out and died in the field, is here everybody holds to be potter. My time, what's the reason? What's Rabbi's reason? Rabbi says, the Armenian, you have the Hashem has right to say, listen, malach hamovis, mali hocha, mali hosam. What's the difference? This animal died normally. That means the malach hamovis came to take him away. So no matter where the animal would be, the malach hamovis will come and get him. So it doesn't make a bit of difference whether he's outside in the field or whether he would have been locked up in your house. Even if you would have made a shmira malia, locked him up in your house, still he would have died. Like now's the time for him to die. Therefore, it's called the complete honest, and therefore you put them. But even though the man the says kolashim shiva seif b'yayinis is chayiv, that's only over there we say, because you didn't watch it the best way. Like you didn't, like really over there, kesef, you should have put into the ground. That's the best shmira. Now that you stand, put it into a hut made out of straw, so there you're a pashaya gomor for fire. Even if it gets stolen later, still we say it got stolen because you did not make such a good shmira. You're a little bit at fault. Your chilasim of shia takes away the end oinus, we can't consider you to be an oinus. That's why you chayiv over there. But over here it's much better. Here your chilasim of shia, the fact you didn't lock the door, has nothing to do at all with the fact that the animal died later. Since the mice of the animal died normally, normal death, we say it wouldn't make a bit of difference where the animal was. But that's what Rava holds, not like Abaye. Abaye holds just the opposite, no. If it died out in the field, you have a right to say it was a dead air, it was a smell in the field that made him die. Rabbi says no, it has nothing to do with the air. We say the Malach HaMavis killed him. And so, Malihocha, Malihosam, so the Sherm is not at fault at all. Therefore, according to everybody, you would be, therefore, according to everybody, you'd be potter. Yeah. Rashi says, here we say, Malihocha, Malihosam. Avalosam, Gabizuzi, in Shomer Tichosam, there, there's a time that you would have watched it well. The Kaimler, we hold, Sotha named them Shmir El Bakaka. The only way the real Shmir on money is put into the ground. Therefore, if you would have put it into the ground, it would have been stolen. So therefore, it's called you're at fault a little bit. But the Afagad the Kaimlam but three for the Uvni ain't there a Ganovan Ladikasham, even though in the hut Ganovan don't come there. But Voinasu, Miyu Aidesh Shama Gadinch Rossi Ovdu. But still because she didn't watch it well, then it was stolen. But Shankin over here, the Shemer, the fact it died has nothing to do with the Shemira. No matter where the animal would have been, still would have died. That's Rav Svar. But Umayda Bayi agrees that says Yechayiv over here, the Hodra Levei Moro Mesa the Potter, that if the Shemer or the animal by itself went back to the owner's house and it died there, that you'd be Potter and Echnami. My time, what's the reason? To your Hodra Levei, because it returned back home. So you don't have the Svar to say that Havla the Agma Kotla. No, it went back home, it died back home, so Pshiti the Potter. For Lekalamein, you can't say Havla the Agma Kotla, because then you can't say it was the Hevel, the bad ear of the Agma that killed it. Because it went back home and it died back home, so then even Abai would agree the first Shem is Potter. Omoy the Rav of Rav also agrees that Kol Hecha the Ignavo Ganev the Yagam. Let's say the Ganev stole the animal in the Yagam. In other words, the first Shema did not watch it well. He left the door open. So the Shema, the animal walked out into the fields. And there in the field, the Ganev took it away. Omeisa Kedaka Be Ganev. And then the animal dies normally, a normal death, by the Ganav's house, in the Ganav's house. In such a case, Rava would agree to Chayiv, that the first Shemer is Chayiv. Rava says no, and when it dies normally, we say, Malach HaMavos, Malach HaMaliyosam. No matter where it would be, it would still die. Here Rava agrees, no, it's your fault why it died. My timer, the Shafka, Malach HaMavos, the base of the Ganva, heavy kaima. Because it's not true, because the Malach HaMavos is more Shchiach by the Ganav's house. So therefore, it's because the Ganav took it that it died. So you are the one that caused it for the Ganav to take it, therefore you're chayiv. Rashi says, my timer. Again, your Rashi is like this. My timer, why does Rav agree to say that you're chayiv over here? Because the Shafka, if you would have left it alone, the Shafka, Malach HaMavis, if the Malach HaMavis wouldn't have killed the animal, if the Malach HaMavis would have left the animal alive, the base of the Ganav had the kaima. Where would it have been found? By the Ganav's house. Therefore, the mice, as soon as the Ganav took it, you just shame the Yechayiv, because you're a Pasheya. Like, you did not lock the door. If you would have locked the door, the animal would have never went out. It wouldn't have been stolen. It was stolen because of you. So at the time when the Ganav took it, that's the time that you're Chayiv. Forget about the fact that it died later. True, Rabbi always holds Malach HaMavis, Malioch and Maliosim. But according to him here, it's your fault why it was stolen. So therefore, the Chayiv comes then. And the Maisi, you can't return him to the owner who dies later. Therefore, you have to pay. Omalei Abai the Rava, so Abai says back to Rava. The Yidrach, according to you, that you say Yahweh's Potter, the Yarmut Malach HaMavis. Malihocha Malihosom. So here, the Shemus Potter is so. Hai the Yisra of Baba Bamamo. Rabbi Ami, that's of Rabba Bamamo. Yes, the Kasha to Rabami. The Shot, that yes, the Kasha. That if you hold Shemashla Shemer, is always Chayiv. So what's Shah now Mishnah that it says that the first Shomer, when he gives over to the second Shomer, the first Shomer is Potter. How did we answer that? When the Mishnah is talking about that the first owner gave permission to the Shomer to give it to a second one, that's the only reason why the first Shomer is Potter. Why? What did he get Teretz for? For Leimelei, why doesn't the first Shomer say back? We should answer back. Malach HaMavis, Malioch HaMaliyosam. According to you, Rava, you're telling me always, whenever it dies Kedakai, the first Shemer is always Potter. Because we have this throne, no matter where it would have been, even if it would have been by me, he also would have died. So what did he have to answer? Of course, the owner gave him permission to give it away. A Shemer, Shemashal, a Shemer, if it dies Kedakai, should always be Potter. All right, turn over. And according to Rava, that you say this story, you're always Potter, so I don't care if you give it to a second Shemer, it should also be Potter. Omlai said back to him, the Ditchu de Mas Niso, according to you that you learned the reason of the reason like of the way Abaye learned. What was the reason of Reb Yechanan why we say Shemesh Moshe Shemesh Moshe Shemesh Chayiv? According to you that you learned, Ein Ritzoni True. Then we could ask a good question. If that was the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that Shemesh Lamash Lashemesh Chayim, because angry Tzoni, the owner never gave him permission, then even though it dies by the second Shemesh, the first Shemesh is Chayim, he has no right to give it away. But Levidi, according to Rabbi's time, the Aminu that I say, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan why he holds Shemesh Lamash Lashemesh Chayim? Because the owner could say, Ant Mehemnes Libishrua, you I trusted with Yeshua, the first Shemesh that I gave it to. But the heich, the second shomer, lo mehemeli b'shua, I don't trust him with the shua. Lekel yosu klal enechnami. According to that svara, then there's no kasher at all. Because then there's a svara of malach hamavis, malihach and malihotzim. Then there's no question altogether in the Mishnah. Because then we can say, Pasha, the seich himself, the first shomer himself swears that it was mesa kadaka, that's why he's putta. I mean, the question was never questioned then. There was like Tyson's book out. That according to Rav's Tam, if the only reason why shomer and muscle shomer is chayiv, it's only because the owner says, I don't trust the second shomer. But then there are cases, though, if the first shomer himself could swear, so the owner has to trust him, then he would be putter. You can't ask the question, why does our Mishnah say that the first shomer is putter? The first shomer is putter, I'll tell you in a case where he knows how to swear that it was made to kadaka. That's why he's putter. Most of Rami Bachamrami asked the question like this. It says a case later on, Hela la Rosh Yitzukin, if a shomer is watching an animal, the shomer takes the animal up to the top of the mountain. For Noflan, there the animal falls down and dies. Ein Zaynus is not called an Einus Chayiv. And the Shomer is Chayiv, he should have never taken up to a high hill. Mashma though, Hamesa Kadaka, let's say the Shomer, the animal didn't die, didn't fall down there. But just it died normal death there. Then Harezu Einus a Potter. Then Taka the Shomer would be Potter. The question is, Gamai, why? Why is the Shomer Potter? Leimele, what can you want to say? Avira the Hakotla. But according to you, Abaya, why don't you say that you can say Avira the Hakotla, just like you say Avira the Yagma Kotla. He also, it's the high ear, the height there that killed him. He now mirils, Uptsino the Hakotle. It was since the animal was tired from making his trip up there, that's why he died. But he got a heart attack there because of the hard trip up. So Mar says, Nahokamayaskinon, Shehelo Lemira Shaman Vatay. We're talking about the Shomer had a right to bring the Shomer up there, to bring the animal up there. Doesn't mean it's not normal to do it. You are Mishaneh from Das Balabayas. The Torah says, no, it's a normal thing. There's a good pasture up there, so it's normal to take the animal up there. The Yochi is so Nofla Nami, and so even if it falls down, why Yechayiv? It's like an honest, you should be Potter. So Mursah, Shoyla Latokva, you should have grabbed hold of it, hold on to it. For Latokva, you didn't help it, you didn't hold on to it. That's why if it falls, Yechayiv. Because the Marhochi is so Enoresh, what does the Resha say? Also, the Rosh Yitzukin, if the animal goes up the top of the cliff, top of the mountain, the Nofla, and it falls down, I raise honest. You're Potter. The question is why? You should have hold on to it. Let's read there. We're talking about shetakvasai. You did hold on to the animal. The ocean went up. Takvasai the yard. Then the animal started to come down. You're also holding on to it, but you could hold it. It was stronger than you, and therefore it went down. So that's the case that you're an honest. Then you're putter. Benachnami. The reason why you don't say the avira the hakotloi is because here we're talking about that there was good pasture on top, so you had a right to take it up. Here it's not cool. It's his fault. Then the Mishnah says,